Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
And hello there, good evening. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our series towards helping to create a greener and more sustainable world for us all. If you're a business person, then this week will no doubt be of particular interest to you because we are putting the spotlight on the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And we'll be chatting very shortly with Sarah Hegarty, the Director of Communications at Concern Worldwide. But first, recently our reporter Max Kane spoke to a local businessman on what businesses are currently doing to help protect the environment and indeed to get his thoughts on the UN's Sustainable Development Goals.
I think in many ways that some businesses have done their very best to, you know, promote important environmental kind of aspects and stuff like that. So I think they've been a help. Different businesses have been doing what they can, you know, whether it's regarding packaging or stuff like that.
Do you know what the Sustainable Development Goals are?
No, unfortunately, I'm not 100% on that.
Well, I suspect he's not alone there, and we're about to find out more now. According to a new report by Concern Worldwide, following a major consultation with businesses across Ireland, our business community needs a lot more support to deliver on sustainability goals. But what exactly are they? Well, we're joined now by Sarah Hegarty, who is the Director of Communications for Concern, to tell us more. Sarah, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. So, first of all, can you explain to us what are the United Nations Sustainability Development Goals?
So really, they're a roadmap for the planet. And there are 17 goals that were agreed by all of the member nations of the United Nations. It aims to create a world with no poverty, no hunger, and no climate issues. The 17 goals are daunting, and unfortunately, sustainability often falls to the bottom of the list for businesses, especially during times of crisis like the COVID pandemic. But we managed to engage with 130 business leaders around the island of Ireland and across different sectors, so the agri-food sector, hospitality, construction, education, pharma, and we heard from them all on how the government could support them better to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals.
And when they're asking for government support, Sarah, I mean, what kind of specific supports are they looking for? Is it financial?
No, I don't think financial. I think a lot of it is about policies. The government needs to deepen awareness of the SDGs with business, and particularly small and medium-sized businesses. They talked about the government going beyond dialogue and creating focused actions, clear targets and pathways. They ask for the government to help business understand the global impacts of the SDGs. Maybe, you know, tax incentives around sustainability, and also to penalise inaction. So they're looking for a kind of carrot and stick approach.
In your experience then of speaking to businesses across the country, have you found that for the majority, in fact, if not for all, that if they had the support, they would be committed to following through?
Oh, absolutely, no question. Businesses want to be more sustainable. Their customers want it, their shareholders want it, their employees want it. In fairness, we have to say there are a lot of businesses that are already doing a lot around the SDGs, work around diversity and inclusion, improving employment conditions, waste reduction, carbon reduction. It tends to be the bigger businesses. It's in particular the small and medium-sized businesses that need that extra push and bit of support from government. One thing to say is, regardless of their size, there are things that businesses can do already. Like I mentioned, waste reduction, looking at their energy and water management, incentivizing sustainable transport for staff. They can partner with local NGOs and community groups. In theory, every business should be looking at embedding sustainability as part of their corporate strategy. And then collectively, as a group, the business sector can work together to advocate for change.
So following the publication of this report, Sarah, what is the next step? What happens now?
So we have sent this report to all the TDs and centres, and we've raised the report with government. So we are hoping that the government will take action, and the government has to report back to the United Nations next month on Ireland's implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. In our last voluntary report in 2018, It showed that Ireland is lagging behind on action on the goals. We're hoping that this next voluntary review at the UN will push the Irish government to take further action.
For anybody then listening in this evening, Sarah, who perhaps is the owner of a small or medium business, where would be their first port of call?
Well, I'd say actually in the first instance, if they wanted to read our report, they could go to the Concern website, concern.net, and just search global goals, and they'll find our report, which has all the recommendations in it, the names of all the companies that participated in this consultation, and they could certainly reach out to us or to those organisations for support.
Sarah Haggerty, Director of Communications at Concern, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us on Hours to Protect this week. Pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Carol.
And a reminder, if you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie. And indeed, if you want more information about the Hours to Protect initiative, you'll find that there too, and at hours2protect.ie as well. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me this week, and I will look forward to another edition just after 7 next Monday.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.